This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. House Democrats worked through the weekend, speeding towards articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
But anybody who is looking for a smoking gun should look directly at the President of the United States. He is the smoking gun.
Republican Matt Gaetz disagreed.
I think it was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The issue of denuclearization is now off the table in any future talks between the United States and North Korea. North Korea's ambassador to the UN said in a statement Saturday condemning the U.S. for what he viewed as its continued hostile policy against it. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea also carried out a test at its Sohae launch facility it called very significant. Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub. It was the very first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of a million-strong march earlier this year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for such a rally. Police said they arrested 11 people during the day, ages between 20 and 63. This is VOA News.